This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Alabama friends, patriots, and citizens, one and all. This is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple. We are on Talk Radio WZZN, and we are glad you are here with us today. On today's show, we're going to have our normal Wednesday visit with Redstone Rocket editor Skip Vaughn. And after that, in hour number two, we're going to be joined by, in studio, mind you, by State School Board candidate Emily Jones, and really looking forward to those two. But what I wanted to do today, I woke up today and saw some news about what's going on in the Middle East, and that made me think about what has been happening in this country of ours and in the world with our soldiers since I took the uniform off in 1992 as a major in the Army. Now, a lot of people say, well, it's just Afghanistan and Iraq, but you know what? It's a lot more than that. Let's go back to the early 1990s. In 92, U.S. forces deployed to Somalia under Operation Restore Hope. That mission ultimately led to the Battle of Mogadishu and also the filming of the movie Black Hawk Down, which was involving Huntsville's own Mike Durant. Shortly after that, our forces were deployed to the Balkans, Bosnia, and Kosovo in 95 and 99, respectively. And these were air campaigns and peace enforcement missions led under NATO. In 94, our soldiers were deployed to Haiti for Operation Uphold Democracy. In the late 90s, we saw airstrikes in Iraq under Operation Desert Fox. And throughout the decade of the 90s, American service people were rotating into no-fly zone enforcement over northern and southern Iraq. So even before 9/11, the United States was engaged in repeated combat and contingency operations. Then came September 11th, 2001, and it all changed. In October, the U.S. launched Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan, which was a mission to originally dispose al-Qaeda and remove the Taliban, but it became America's longest-lasting war in history, lasting until 2021. And over those 20 years, hundreds of thousands of American service members were deployed, many multiple times. In 2003, we invaded Iraq under Operation Iraqi Freedom. At the height of this war, there were more than 150,000 American troops there at any one time. When combat operations did officially end in 2011, but U.S. forces returned in 2014 under Operation Inherent Resolve to fight ISIS. But it wasn't just Afghanistan and Iraq. Since 2001, U.S. forces have conducted combat or direct combat operations in Syria, Libya, Yemen, and parts of Africa, again including Somalia as part of counterterrorism operations. We had air campaigns, special operation raids, drone strikes, missile strikes, and they've been continuous features of U.S. military engagements. So how many combat deployments have we had since I left the military in 92? If we're talking about major combat operations, we're looking at about a dozen distinct ones. But if we're talking about smaller combat deployments where actually soldiers flew into or we bombed somebody in combat zones, the number reaches into the hundreds. Since 2001, more than 2.7 million American service members have deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. Many, as I mentioned, deployed more than once. Some deployed up to seven times. That meant since 1992, across Somalia, the Balkans, Haiti, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, and Libya, the United States has been in continuous combat operations for virtually three decades. Think about that. There are soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, National Guardsmen serving today who weren't even born before the first of these operations began. And yet the op tempo, which is operational tempo, the demand on our volunteer force has remained high. For communities like us here in Huntsville, home to a significant defense presence and many veterans, this is not just abstract, somebody else is new. Behind every deployment, there is a family, a spouse holding down the home, children missing birthdays and ball games, and employers who gladly support Guard and Reserve members who leave civilian jobs to serve overseas. And here's another point that often gets overlooked. Since 1992, the U.S. military has operated with an entirely all-volunteer force. The people who are over there, which, by the way, is less than 1% of the population, have done so because they wanted to defend this country. So when we ask about how many combat deployments we've had, we're really asking something else, and that is, what has the cost, what has been the strain on our country and our families, and what have we asked for that very small segment of our society to do? From Somalia in 1992 to Afghanistan's withdrawal in 2021, through ongoing counterterrorism missions that exist even today, we've rarely gone a year without somebody being engaged in combat somewhere. That reality should prompt every citizen of this country to reflect and think, and not politically point fingers, but have some reflection about what we are doing in the world today. We've relied on our professional military to execute policy decisions that were made in Washington. And I can tell you this, when you're a soldier, you don't have a vote. You're told to do it, and you have to go do it. And many of you listening to this show have worn the uniform. You've spent time in the military. You know what it's like to see your friends and family deploy to a combat situation. And since 1992, we have been in 8 major theaters and countless small missions. Individual soldier deployments number, frankly, in the millions. Unit rotations number in the thousands. And the strategic debate, which is ongoing today, about how and when Americans should use military force continues. But there is one thing that you cannot deny. For more than 30 years, our country has asked a whole lot of its service members. It's impacted many. It has impacted my family. So today, instead of pointing fingers and saying who's right or who's wrong, why can't we just for a moment focus on the servicemen and women and their families and the sacrifices they have made? Because folks, in this current conflict, those sacrifices are not over. They are going to continue. I don't know how long this war is going to go on. And frankly, I don't think anybody knows how long it's going to go on. I don't think the Iranians are going to have much more left to fight with here pretty soon. But does that mean they're going to give up, or are they going to fight to the last person standing? I have no idea. But I do know this, our soldiers will be there doing what they have been asked to do. So take your hat off to them and their families and their sacrifices. And Brian, with that, I think I'll go ahead and take a break and get out of here.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. 2 locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza!
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
There's power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
No Wi-Fi?
How are we going to stream the game?
Mom, I have a research project due.
How are we going to make dinner?
Don't let power outages send your family into a meltdown. Get a Generac generator from Curran Electrical. We keep your lights on and your Wi-Fi on. Visit GenSuperstore.com or call 256-880-1880. Trust us, your family will thank you.
Most current way to keep your power on, GeneracSuperstore.com.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
Hello, listeners. I want to tell you a little bit about Minuteman Press and what we have to offer our community. We specialize in paper printing and can help from designing your piece to the finished product. We print media guides for many of the athletic departments at high schools and universities around the area. We typically purchase sponsorships from these schools as well to try and help them with their fundraising. Once we have reached our new normal, we also print all types of marketing materials free to hand out either in person, via mail, or at various trade shows and events. At Minuteman Press, we're not just putting ink on paper, we're building relationships.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, and you are listening to this show on Talk Radio WZZN. However you're listening to it, we are glad you are. Tell your friends. They can download the app from the App Store. Just go to the App Store, Talk Radio WZZN. Press get the app, and lo and behold, it shall occur. You can also go to our website at talkradiowzzn.com and click listen live, or you can listen on your HD radio. And if you're like our next guest, Redstone Rocket editor Skip Vaughn, Skip, you're probably listening on your phone, I would think.
Yes, I am. How you doing, Bill?
Oh, man, I couldn't be better. Well, let me, God, there's so much in the rocket today to talk about, but I have a question for you just right off the bat. What are the gates like getting into the Arsenal this week?
Well, can't go into a lot of specifics, but we have heightened our security. So if you plan to come out to Redstone or try to get through the gate, you need to leave early because there are more lines. It is 100% check of IDs of your badge. In my case, my sister also works at Redstone, and she's an Army employee. So when I get to the gate, I show my badge and, of course, hers, too, because we're doing 100% checks. There's no trusted traveler at the moment, but that's because of world events.
Well, that's absolutely true. And just out of curiosity, how long are you having to wait, would you say, is average to get in the morning?
It's not bad. I mean, the guards are doing a great job. Everybody's getting through. You can tell it takes a little bit longer, but it's not extensive.
Well, that's a good thing, but it's also a good thing that they're being a little more restrictive during this time frame, and I'm glad to hear that. So, from the opinion of the editor of the Redstone Rocket, tell me what the big story is in the newspaper this week.
Our big story, our front page, is schools. This is particularly timely, particularly good news for people in Colorado who might be on the fence about coming down here to Alabama. But our schools are got a great report card from the National Assessment of Education Progress, which is also known as the Nation's Report Card. We had improved scores for our fourth graders and also for our higher grades as far as graduation rates and career readiness rates. They're the highest in our history. As far as graduation rates, we're at 92%. And as far as career readiness, college and career readiness rates, we're at 88%. So, I mean, the report card is great. And so we put that on our front page. This is great news for our school systems, for our parents, for our community.
Well, you know, that is so true because, you know, as you may or may not know, I used to be in the housing industry, and one of the things that really attracts people to a particular area, and even when you decide to come to an area, it attracts you to where you want to live, is the strength of a school system or even the strength of a particular district. So that's good news for everybody, and it's particularly good news for those in Colorado who are going to have to make decisions similar to the folks in St. Louis did many years ago when they want to come here. I don't think I saw this story in the Rocket, but did you see the story where the Space Command is going to be offering people bonuses to come here?
I'm not surprised. I think it's a great thing. I mean, as a transplant from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I can tell them personally that try it. You'll love it here. This is a great community. It's so much better here, in my personal opinion, than it was in a big city like Philadelphia. I'm enjoying it. I mean, I got here in 1968, and I wouldn't think about going back. So this is a great place to live.
Well, it is. And hey, if somebody's going to pay you extra money to come down here, all the better. And I just hope it works because right. I know there were some people in the St. Louis relocations that didn't really want to come here. But, you know, they found out once they got here, things were pretty good. Well, what else is happening in the Rocket? I'm looking at it. I've got some questions about some things. But what is the other headline? Headline number two.
Okay. Our Army Materiel Command, which is, of course, we have a three-star commander, the Lieutenant General Chris Mohan, and other leaders of AMC. They went to the National Defense Industrial Association's Logistics Forum, which was February 17th through 19th in Tampa, Florida. And they talked about what AMC does and as far as its plans for the future. And, of course, that was huge news. We have several stories about that. While they were up there, they accepted an award on behalf of AMC for the Army gave AMC the Anti-Terrorism Excellence Award, Excellence Award. And so that's an Army-wide award, and it's a huge honor for AMC.
Well, AMC is a very superb organization. It's a big command, and Huntsville is lucky to have that. Have you ever crossed paths with General Gavin Lawrence?
Yes. In fact, I remember when he was a young officer here. I've been here 45 years, and so, I mean, I see guys coming back as senior officers now. I've seen former soldiers who come back as civilians. So I do remember him from when he was an officer, a younger officer here. And of course, he's from my hometown. He's from Philadelphia too. And the next time I talk to him, I'm telling him that. So we're both Philly guys.
Well, you know, one other thing about General Lawrence, I saw his picture in the Rocket. He also was a football player. He was an offensive lineman for the Army Cadets, the Black Knights. And he was a very good football player. In fact, I have had Gavin on my show on quite a few occasions. It's a good interview, too. So we're lucky to have him here in town. And on another sports note, let me ask you this. Do you have a favorite baseball team? I would assume it's probably the Phillies.
Well, it used to be the Phillies, but I've been down here in Alabama for a long time. And so initially when I got down here, it took a while, but I got away from my Phillies and I started rooting for the Atlanta Braves. But then the Atlanta Braves, they traded away a lot of their stars. I guess this was in the 90s, and so, well, the 2000s, and so I kind of, that discouraged me, and so I said, well, let me root for somebody else, and so I started rooting for the Chicago Cubs, and this is a true story. Right before the 2000s, the 2016 season, I said, well, let me pick a team, and I picked the Cubs. And they happened to win the World Series that year. And so I've been a diehard Chicago Cubs fan ever since.
Well, I have been a diehard Braves fan since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. And I noticed there's a story in the Rocket by Jonathan Stinson about how the Braves now are going to be accessible on TV once again. And I don't know if you've tried to watch them over the past few years, but they were on something called Bally Sports Network. And that was accessible down here. And then Bally Sports went out of business. And for the past couple of years, there was no way to watch Braves baseball. But as reported in the Rocket today, there is a new service called Braves Vision where you can subscribe to it and you can watch Atlanta Braves baseball. So I can't wait for that.
Yeah. Jonathan is really excited about that. And of course he was complaining about that previous system, and he swears up and down that they made the decision to go to Braves Vision because of him. So he's taking credit for it.
Well, then tell him I'm going to slap him on the back and give him credit for it, whether or not that's okay. One other thing I noticed in the Rocket, and I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Anybody can advertise in that paper, right? You don't have to be affiliated with the Arsenal. You can just call up and take out an ad if you want to.
Yes, it is. It is, of course, a public. It's a community paper, and of course we have a commercial advertising, and we do offer classified ads for personal type ads. If somebody wants to sell a car, it's not a business type thing. They can advertise, take out a classified ad in the paper.
Well, that's good, because I've had some people who've been listening to the show who asked me about that, and I told them just to get in talk, you know, go to the Redstone Rocket online, get the information about how to contact them, and go right ahead and do it. And I also saw you had an ad in there where a friend of mine, Rick DeFoto, retired, and y'all covered that pretty extensively. Not an ad, a story.
Yes. We have two retirement stories. One is for Rick DeFoto, who every time I see him, I get flashbacks. I remember when he was a colonel out here, and I did several interviews with him. He was at the Pentagon on 9/11 when the plane hit the Pentagon. He was among the service members and others who helped people get out of the building. And so I interviewed him twice about that through the years. He culminated 48 years combined military and civil service, and so he's a great American. He's was a great leader, and we're going to miss him out here. But he retired as the deputy commander of the Space and Missile Defense Command. And then another leader who retired last week, had his ceremony, was Joseph Ginta of the Army Contracting Command, Redstone Arsenal. And the headline shows what he was known as. He was known as a contracting icon. And so he's going to be missed out here, too. And like Rick DeFada, he was also at one time a soldier. And so both of those gentlemen will be missed by the Redstone community and the local community.
Well, I'll tell you what, when it comes to a contracting icon, I've dabbled over the years in my government tenure as having to do a good bit with contracting. And let me tell you something. If you're a contracting icon, you've got to know what you're doing, because the system of Army contracting is, you have to have specialists to do it. It's just almost something that the regular human being cannot figure out. So
that is very true. That is very true. That's why I'm a journalist. I don't get involved with mechanical things or engineering or contracting numbers. I'm a writer. That's what I do. I write and I take pictures. So that's why I'm in the journalism field and not contracting or engineering or anything like that.
Well, I noticed your column you do on your World of Sports. You said now that you're able to be running again after that sounded like a pretty bad knee injury you had.
Yeah, it was, and that's why we're coming up on this anniversary on March 9th, 2009, I underwent major knee surgery on my right knee. What happened that year, that January, I'll never forget that day, January the 18th, 2009, I was jogging in Southeast Huntsville near my neighborhood, and I missed a step, and I fell on the sidewalk and landed right on my right knee, and it separated the quadricep tendon from the kneecap. And so I limped around for 3 months. I mean, I'll be honest. And my wife finally said, why don't you go to the doctor and have this checked? Because I was thinking, well, that was just a bad bruise. But of course, I went to the doctor, and he says, no, you got a ruptured quadricep tendon. Of course, this is major knee surgery. And
that hurts just hearing it.
Yeah. I mean, it was awful. My right knee swelled up like a balloon, and I really didn't know whether I would be able to run again. But I underwent the surgery to where the surgeon, he reconnected it. And I asked the doctor, I said, will I ever be able to run again? And he looked me in the eye, he said, yeah, I believe you will. I believe you will. But I wasn't sure, of course. And so obviously it had to be, I wore an immobilizer for a few weeks, and I was on crutches, and I was just, I mean, it just broke my heart that I couldn't run. And I remember, and I'm a tough guy, but I would look out the window and I see people jogging, and it would almost bring me to tears because I wanted to be out there so much. But the doctor, they let me do my own physical therapy, because they knew that I was a determined runner, a long-time runner, and I would do something to prepare myself to be able to run again. So as soon as I was able to, I got in the gym, and I started using a stationary bike. And once I got through the pain and was able to use a stationary bike regularly, I mean, that kept up my stamina and so forth. So after 8 months, I was able to run again, and I ran the Army 10-miler that October. So it is possible to come back. I mean, there's a lesson that I can tell anybody, is if you fall down, just get back up, and if you work hard, you can do whatever you were doing before.
Oh, I can certainly relate to that, Brian.
And listen to your wife when she tells you to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a testament to that.
Exactly. Well, you know how guys are. I mean,
All too well.
Exactly. So I was thinking, oh, this is just a bad swelling. And I would walk. I was able to limp around the track. And I said, well, the swelling will go down, and I'll run tomorrow and all this. And, of course, the doctor told me if I had tried to run with a ruptured quadricep tendon, I would have fallen right on my face. So I'm glad that she listened to your wife. She told me, go to the doctor, and I'm glad that I got the diagnosis and got it fixed.
My wife said that I know you'll never die of a head injury as thick as your head is.
Yeah, we got
as much as she had to kick me in the tail to get me to the doctor.
Well, Skip, there's one more thing I think it's pretty valuable piece of information that's in the Rocket today, and people can pick this up and look at it or find the Redstone Rocket online. Tell us about the summer camp guide that's in the paper.
Okay. Of course, I was prepared for this, and now you asked me. This is an advertising supplement, so yeah, it's in there, and I work for the Army, so I don't get involved with advertising. So
you can
find our summer camp guide. It's in the Rocket. And as far as finding us online, our website is www.theredstonerocket.com.
So that doesn't count in your 48 pages that you have to edit and produce.
No. Our staff, our team, Jonathan Stinson is our assistant editor. We have to fill 48 blank pages every week. So, as you can imagine, before publication day, we're already working on a week ahead. So you have to work ahead all the time.
Well, speaking of filling the pages, tell me about your, I always like to talk about your list. And I think, what was it, Pearl Jam this week?
Pearl Jam. In fact, I've got classic rock songs playing in my head all the time. But, I mean, that's one of the best groups ever. So my son Cole, he helped me come up with a list of 10 songs that it's particularly my opinion, and of course, number one, I put Jeremy. I mean, that song's in my head. It's just amazing. But if you listen to Pearl Jam, they have a unique style. It's a driving hard rock, and it's just great music. So I'm definitely a Pearl Jam fan.
Well, I will just run it off real quick. Number one is Jeremy. Number two is Daughter. Number three is Last Kiss. Four is Better Man. Five is Alive. Six is Black. Seven is Even Flow. You notice a trend there, one-word titles. And
yes.
Eight is Yellow Lavender. Nine is Future Days. And number 10 is Given to Fly. So, yeah, Pearl Jam's a pretty good band. I like their music, too. So that's it for the Rocket this week. Thanks for joining us. As always, and folks, pick up the Rocket. Always good information in there. So, Brian, let's take a break, and we'll get out of here to some Pearl Jam, I think.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza!
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, letting you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved in minutes, because we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
These days, saving time is important, and saving money is even more so. That's where Eagle Masonry and Insulation comes in. Over the years, Eagle has expanded their services to meet the needs of folks like you in our area. If you need masonry, brick, stone, or block work, Eagle should be your first call. They can even help if your property needs grading, erosion control, and Eagle can handle dirt haul-off. Call Eagle Masonry and Insulation today at 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time, and Eagle saves you money.
ALCERT number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490. Or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with U-SSSA Softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area, as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the U-SSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.utsssa.com. That's alfastpitch.utsssa.com.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A partly sunny to mostly cloudy sky this afternoon. Going to be another warm day with an isolated shower being possible. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 70s, dropping into the upper 50s as we head into the overnight early Thursday morning. A partly sunny to mostly cloudy sky Thursday afternoon. And temperatures climbing consistently into the upper 70s and lower 80s with passing shower being possible.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Perfect timing, Brian. Right as the commander of troops would say, eyes right, you gave me the signal to talk.
So. Well, I'm an old disc jockey. I got to hit the post.
Well, that was good. Well, hey, folks, we're going to have some news that I didn't get to yesterday that I just thought was fairly interesting in this next segment. And here's one that I thought was kind of, I don't know, there used to be a show in Birmingham called the Tim Lennox Show, and he had a thing called Things That Make You Go, Hmm. This is something that makes me go, hmm. And that is Governor Ivey has awarded almost $600,000 to the Alabama Department of Corrections to help prisoners overcome drug addiction, so when they got out of prison, they would supposedly not be addicted to drugs anymore. And I guess the thing I wonder about that is, seems to me like if you're in prison, that ought to be a good enough program to overcome drug addiction. You know, if they run the place right, I just don't see how one could be addicted to drugs and retain that addictions while they are in prison. So I don't really exactly know how that's going to work, but it's happening. So hopefully all those drug addicted prisoners who are in prison can get off of their drug addiction. One other thing that happened, and this is kind of pun intended criminal, but the Alabama House Health Committee passed a bill that was Senate Bill 84, and essentially it said that the Alabama Department of Public Health now has the authority to inspect and improve sanitation conditions in cafeterias and other food services in Alabama's jails and prisons.
Well, it's about time.
It's about time, yeah. I guess what happened was at the Tutwiler prison, which is a prison for ladies, they found out that in the kitchen for months they had no hot water, and various other shortcomings were determined in that scenario, and the way that stuff, it's just like if you watch the Resident Report on the TV news, that's, there's a reason that those places get inspected. And so, you know, if you're in prison, you're in bad enough shape already. And the least thing you ought to be able to do is have a couple of decent meals while you're in there.
Well, I mean, okay, we can argue prisons all day long, but it needs to start with dignity.
Right.
And anything that would shut down any of the commercial kitchen needs to be the same. We've decided these people need to be in our care and isolated and segregated from society. Well, we owe them at least a certain level of dignity, and that includes clean and healthy food and clean and healthy facilities.
I couldn't agree more. I think that's a good thing that they did, was pass that law.
Because you know what? In other places, you know what they call that? War crimes.
Yeah,
when you don't treat prisoners right, they call it war crimes.
That's absolutely right. But hey,
argue with me all you want, but that's what it is.
I'm not.
I know you aren't. Because you've got a brain.
If, as the Scarecrow said, if I only had a brain. A couple of other things. We know it is an election year, and one of the elections that's going to be happening later in the year, it's not going to be in the May 19th primaries, and that is the city council races. And, as we've had on the show before, Bill Kling has been a city councilman in Huntsville since 1988. He's being joined by one of our other guests on the show, Will Pilot, who is an attorney here running to replace Kling in District 4. But two other people have decided to join the race, and that is Liliana Pinder, who is a translator for Huntsville City Schools, and she's running for the not against Bill Kling. She's running to replace City Council President Jenny Robinson, who, by the way, will be a guest on this show next week. And Thomas Ciaz, I think I'm saying that right, is running for District 2 to try to replace David Little. So there is going to be competition in some of the city council races. And as we had mentioned before, when we had William Pilat on, he said that's really an important race to go vote in. I think last year the turnout for his district was 7%, and it was only like 1,400 voters. So if that's all that's voting, then your vote will make a difference. Another thing that's happened here in Huntsville is, I didn't know this, but the Space and Rocket Center is looking for a new astronaut mascot duo. And they are on Facebook page. You can find them if you want to. You can go to Facebook and cast your votes. And here are the names of the mascot duos: Apollo and Artemis, which I guess are two rockets, the Apollo rocket and the launching next year Artemis rockets.
Yeah, the two moon mission rockets.
Yeah, two moon mission. And also there is Nano and Nova and Percy and Celeste. I don't want to influence anybody's vote in this one way or the other, but my vote would be for the two rockets, Apollo and Artemis, without a doubt.
For those of you who like to follow along and read the comments, There are some interesting comments being made under that post on the Rocket Center's Facebook page.
Really?
And there's some interesting suggestions, some of which I cannot read on the radio. But they're asking for suggestions, and people have them, and they have comments. So if you're looking for something, I mean, you know, it's almost 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, you're not really going to do a whole lot more until you go home from work. Why don't you go ahead and check that out? I have to scroll down a little bit, but it's still... They still have the poll going, and the comments are some afternoon reading.
Well, that sounds like a good afternoon read. And speaking of something else good to do, Baumhauer's, if you've ever been to Baumhauer's Victory Grill, this is their anniversary year. They were founded in 1981 by Bob Baumhauer. They have a lot of good food on the menu. I know they sponsor radio programs on the other side on 97.7 ESPN The Zone. And they're having a special 81-cent wings, a nod to their founding year, 1981. And also, this is a meal I've had down there quite a few times, Alabama hot chicken.
Oh, which, always a good choice.
Oh, always a good choice. So go by Baumhauer's. It's a good place to eat. And we're going to get out of here now. We'll be back in a minute to wrap this up.
That make you go,
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza!
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
Four-time Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, performing live March 19th at the BBC Mark C. Smith Concert Hall. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Every show is a new experience.
I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing.
and they happen to real people.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck, is bigger better?
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Do you want to be just a case number?
With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, we take the time to help.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Tom Abraham here from my friend Ross Roberts and his team at Valley Equipment Rental, and they have a brand new product for you. If you happen to be standing on a concrete or tile floor, Valley Equipment has the perfect cleaning solution for you. Whether it's new construction, daily work areas, or an area that's been neglected for too long, the Valley Equipment team of experienced professionals can help you choose the right floor scrubber or sweeper for your needs. Valley even has the right cleaning products for the job. Call Valley Equipment Rental today to learn more. Make a clean sweep with Valley Equipment Rental.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN, Fox News. We are glad you are here with us today. We hope you're enjoying the show so far. We talked a little bit with Redstone Rocket editor Skip Vaughn about all the stuff that's going on out there. If you're going to go out there these days, make sure your riders have their IDs or they will be turned around. Security is enhanced at the Rocket, or excuse me, at the Arsenal right now. And we're going to be joined after the break by State School Board candidate Emily Jones. Now, a lot of people say, what is the State School Board? I'll try to explain that when we come back. So, are we ready to take a break?
Well, not quite.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
We're getting really close.
We're getting close.
If you have comments about this and want to speak to us about questions about the State School Board or anything else on your mind, 256-382-0724. We'll answer the phone, we'll get you on the air, and we'll want to have a conversation with you. You can reach us on Twitter, or formerly known as Twitter. It's X, at Talk Radio WZZN. Also, check out our website, talkradiowzzn.com. All sorts of information about this show and what we do here at our radio station.
And our phone bill is paid, 256-382-0724. Give us a shout.
We'll see you in a few minutes.
Okay, back soon.
In the market for a new or used car? Look no further than Hyundai of Decatur. With a large inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned Hyundai models, Greenway Hyundai of Decatur is here to service all of your Hyundai needs. Come visit our exceptional service department as well. With state-of-the-art facilities and a caring team of automotive professionals waiting to service your vehicle, make Hyundai of Decatur your number one choice for all your automotive needs. Give them a call today at 256-274-0279 or visit them online at greenwayhyundaiofdecatur.com.
For 50 years, our mission, do the right thing and make long-term decisions. We value our customers, and we invest in supporting you. We use our own technologies to automate to provide you the best support possible, and we have the strongest guarantees in the industry. I just can't tell you I'm going to provide you great support. I have to prove it to you with my actions.
HD 97.7.2 WZZN-FM Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk Radio WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading as easing oil prices lift market sentiment. Shares of oil companies like ExxonMobil, Chevron, and Occidental Petroleum, among others, are down modestly. Airlines and cruise operators are mixed as oil holds above $74. Tech is the best performer among the S&P 500 sectors. The Magnificent Seven big-cap tech stocks are mostly higher, led by Amazon and Tesla. And shares of Broadcom are up 2%. The chip maker are slated to report earnings after the closing bell. Investors anticipate the event could lead to a big swing in its stock. Shares of Danish shipping giant Maersk are down 2% after the company said it's suspending cargo bookings in and out of ports in the Middle East due to the regional conflict and personal safety. However, the company is making exceptions for critical food and medicine. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
A state lawmaker continues to push to bring prayer and God back into public schools. State Representative Reed Ingram is offering House Bill 511, which would provide an amendment to the Alabama Constitution, so this whole issue would have to be brought up before Alabama voters before it would ever go into place. HB 511 would have each school superintendent and school board opt in or out of allowing students to have voluntary prayer and devotion time in schools. Ingram believes that the school districts should be responsive to the will of the parents when they make that decision. Prayer time and devotions would be outside of classroom time in a designated area at the school where only those opting into the program would participate. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
A cyber tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children has led to the arrest of a Chickasaw man in Mobile County. 21-year-old Terrence Handy Jones is being charged with unlawful possession of child pornography with the intent to distribute. Handy Jones remains in the Mobile County Jail at this time. Jury selection enters its third day today in Macon County regarding the murder trial of Ibrahim Yazid, who is charged with shooting and killing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard after she was kidnapped from a gas station in Auburn back in 2019. The jury pool has 450 potential jurors that are being called in for this process. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Normally, when you call a roofing company, all you hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Since 1965, the folks at Fleming have been focused on what you need, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement, commercial or residential. And when it comes to storm damage, you want Fleming on your side. They know all the ins and outs of insurance claims and will guide you through the entire process. Log on FlemingHSV.com and book your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
Where's the best place for sports? What about the best place for wings? If you answer Jefferson's for both, you're right. Jefferson's is also a great place for value. Every Monday, kids eat free with the purchase of an adult meal, and teachers, bring your teacher ID, and you eat free every first Tuesday of the month up to $15 at participating locations. Jefferson's, best place for sports, best place for wings, in Newmarket and Hampton Cove, and our new location, now open in Hartsel at 200 Main Street West, downtown.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance,
always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
The company is Eagle Masonry and Insulation, but did you know they're also Eagle Landscaping and Dirtwork? Eagle can take care of all your landscaping needs, including irrigation, sod work, and planting, both plants and trees. On the dirt work side, Eagle can grade and build your pads, haul dirt in or out, and even do erosion control. Philip Love and his team can do it all for you. The website is the same, insulatewitheagle.com, as is the phone number, 256-755-1556. Give them a call and see what Eagle can do for you. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A partly sunny to mostly cloudy sky this afternoon. Going to be another warm day with an isolated shower being possible. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 70s, dropping into the upper 50s as we head into the overnight early Thursday morning. A partly sunny to mostly cloudy sky Thursday afternoon. And temperatures climbing consistently into the upper 70s and lower 80s with passing shower being possible.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. And this is Bill Crawford, along with producer Brian Temple, and in-studio guest Miss Emily Jones, who's running for the State Board of Education. And I will formally introduce Emily in just a bit, but what I want to do is take just a few minutes to tell you about the State Board of Education, or at least my take on it. The state of Alabama, from Huntsville to Mobile, from the Wiregrass to the Shoals, has a governing body that quietly shapes the future of nearly every family in this state. And it does not always become headline news. It doesn't always dominate the social media, but their duties echo in every classroom, cafeteria, and community in the state of Alabama. And I'm talking about the Alabama State Board of Education. So why should you even care about the State Board of Education? Well, if you care about your property values, your workforce development, public safety, economic growth, then you should care about education. And in Alabama, the State Board of Education is the body that sets the vision and policy for our public school system. So let's break down how the board actually works and what they do. First, the board sets statewide education policy for K through 12 public schools. That means curriculum standards, graduation requirements, accountability systems, and teacher certification rules. When we talk about reading proficiency in the third grade, math readiness, career pathways for technical skills, and civics education, that starts at the State Board of Education. Secondly, the board oversees the Alabama State Department of Education and appoints the state superintendent. The superintendent then carries out the policies that impact over 700,000 public school students across Alabama. Think about that number. That is not just a number. That is our future. That's our children. Third, the board plays a major role in how education dollars are distributed. While local school boards manage individual districts, the state board ensures funding formulas are applied and statewide priorities are addressed. And in a growing state like Alabama, especially up here in North Alabama, they help us allocate our resources. Now, here's something that often surprises people in the state of Alabama, and that's why we have Emily here with us today, is the State Board of Education members are elected. They represent districts across the state, just like your state representatives do. That means the direction for an education policy is not just some bureaucratic process that's applied by appointed members. It's by people who you select as voters. And let's talk about why that matters right now. Alabama, like much of the country, is navigating serious challenges in education, literacy rates, teacher retention, school safety, the integration of technology in the classroom, which is key, workforce readiness in a state that is rapidly growing in the aerospace, defense, biotech, and advanced manufacturing, not to mention AI. And Huntsville, is right in the heart of all this education. And it begins with proficiency in school. It begins with disciplined, structured, accountable public schools, and that is how the State Board of Education can influence things that affect our children. When the board adopts stronger literacy standards that impact third graders in Decatur, they impact third graders in Mobile also. When it supports career technical education that creates pathways for students who may not choose a four-year college, but will become welders, mechanics, IT specialists, and first responders, these are critical roles in our community that often don't get enough emphasis. Public education is one of the few institutions that touch every Alabama family, regardless of income, race, geography, or political affiliation. The State Board of Education becomes a forum where debates about parental rights, curriculum transparency, student discipline, and academic rigor take place. These discussions aren't abstract or philosophical. They shape the culture of our schools and our students. And let's be honest, sometimes education policy does become political, but at the core, it should be about student achievement and opportunity. Because here's the reality. The strength of Alabama 20 years from now depends on the quality of education today. If we want safer communities, education matters. If we want a skilled workforce that attracts industry, education matters. And if we want lower poverty rates and higher median incomes, education matters. And the State Board of Education sits at the helm of all of these issues. So, in a state with deep traditions and strong local identities, balancing statewide oversight with local control is a delicate balance. That's why who serves on the State Board of Education matters so much, and that's why your vote is very important when you choose a member of the State Board of Education. And now, I'm going to take a moment to introduce my guest, Miss Emily Jones. Emily is running for the State Board of Education. She's a mother, education advocate, and candidate for the State Board. After becoming more aware of what was happening in her son's school during the COVID era, she began her duties sort of speaking out for parents and students across Alabama. Her perspective on education, parental rights, and I like this, common sense educations has been sought for by national media outlets. So, Emily, did I miss anything?
I think you got all of it and then some.
Well, how about
you did
that?
Well.
Well, before we take a break, tell us about Emily real quick.
Yeah, so I am born and raised here in North Alabama, born in Jackson County, graduated from public school in Jackson County, and then landed in technically Limestone County, but we're in Madison City Schools. So been here for almost a little over 10 years now, so very much familiar with the area, care a lot about public schools and obviously parental rights.
Well, now, how did you get an interest in education?
That's the funny thing. It was COVID. Of all things, it took a pandemic for me to really get involved in public education. But, you know, I've got a young kid, and during COVID, he was in pre-K. So we didn't have to deal with the immediate closures and masking and all of that. But the fall of 2020, he went into kindergarten. And I kept him where he was at it was pre-K / kindergarten kind of private school situation. So I kept him in kindergarten there. So he had normal experience. He didn't really understand what the pandemic was. And then when he went into first grade, he went to public school, and that's when masking started. So that's when the big shift for us happened is, you know, he's really not wanting to wear a mask. He's kind of ripping it off, pushing back, and I'm trying to explain to a first grader why you can't do that, even though I'm telling you that they're pointless. So that really is what kind of started me on this whole thing of, well, what's going on in our schools? Who's making decisions? And how do we voice our concerns and, as parents, push back to be able to make the decisions that we want for our kids? So it really started with masks during COVID.
So, in other words, it was personal.
Yes, very personal.
Very personal. And still is. And you know what? I think that's probably one of the best motivators to become a politician. So, Brian, let's go ahead and take our break, and then we'll come back and continue our conversation with Emily Jones, candidate to State Board of Education.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Specializing in simple and affordable rentals, McCurry Van and Car Rental can make sure you have just the right vehicle for your next family vacation, weekend getaway, or if you just need transportation while your vehicle is being repaired. McCurry carries Ford Transit vans and Mercedes Sprinter vans, trucks and work vans, and more. And they offer discounted rental rates for long-term rentals. Now with 4 locations, Athens, Muscle Shoals, Coleman, and Huntsville. Log on McCurryRentals.com to make your reservation now. That's McCurryRentals.com.
Four-time Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, performing live March 19th at the BBC Mark C. Smith Concert Hall. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Every show is a new experience.
Injured in a car accident? Get the help you need. I'm Morris Lilienthal, a personal injury lawyer right here in Huntsville. I've personally helped over 4,000 clients with their injury claims. My firm, Martinson & Beeson, has been helping clients for over 80 years, and we have received over 300 five-star Google reviews. We know that injuries and accidents can be life-changing, and I'm here to help you navigate the entire process. Get in touch with me right now by visiting MorrisTheAttorney.com. There's no charge for our meeting. Again, that's MorrisTheAttorney.com. I look forward to helping you.
No representation is made. The quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
Hello, listeners. I want to tell you a little bit about Minuteman Press and what we have to offer our community. We specialize in paper printing and can help from designing your piece to the finished product. We print media guides for many of the athletic departments at high schools and universities around the area. We typically purchase sponsorships from these schools as well, try and help them with their fundraising. Once we have reached our new normal, we also print all types of marketing materials free to hand out either in person, via mail, or at various trade shows and events. At Minuteman Press, we're not just putting ink on paper, we're building relationships.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. I have a guest with me today, and that's Miss Emily Jones, who is running for State School Board. And if you would like to converse with her, feel free to give us a call at 256-382-0724. But Emily, thank you for coming in today. Glad to have you.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Oh, hey, I love that. And I'll tell you what I really like about that is I'm not a professional educator, and I don't know a lot, although I did some research. Obviously, I had a monologue about it. But tell me again, you know, you started involvement in getting an interest in making education better after COVID, when your son had some mask issues. Mm-hmm. So where did that go from there?
Well, oddly enough, it had nothing to do with education. It led to starting Moms for Liberty. So, yeah, we were talking beforehand. I work in DOD. So for me, we had the masking of kids. We were masking at work when we were allowed to go in. And then we start trending towards forced vaccinations. And most of my friends, I mean, you're in Huntsville, you get it. Everybody kind of works in DOD. So it was a very common conversation of, well, what are we going to do with the vax? Like, we don't want to take it. Like, it just kind of evolved into, well, there's an employment discussion, but then there's the question of what happens if they start making us vax our kids. And there was a lot of discussion. There was a lot of, what do we do? How do we fight back? I mean, it was an unknown world to us at that point. So me and my friend Wendy said, you know, we listen to Steve Bannon a lot. There's this lady that keeps coming on talking about Moms for Liberty and how they're just organizing. They're fighting for parental rights. So let's just do that. So that's what we did. We started a Moms for Liberty chapter. We got connected with the national network, just really trying to understand what are our rights as parents, because we've never had to fight for parental rights. That was never a thing. So there was a lot of education on our part of what does it mean? How do we fight back? How do we defend it? Like, just a lot of basic questions. So that's really and truly where it started, was how do we fight for our rights as parents? And the more we started talking to other chapters all across the country, we started realizing we've got to expand our questions here beyond just masking, beyond just vaccines, and really start understanding what's happening in our schools. Why are we doing the things that we're doing, and why are parents being shut out? So that's really where I got started with all of it.
Well, now, as you explain that, tell me some of the things you discovered in your early days of getting involved in this, where you said, hey, this is something that I just don't like, and I'd like to see it somehow influenced by myself and my efforts.
Well, the very simple thing is there's not a lot of control locally on what decisions are made for our school. So masking was the big thing that got me involved. And I remember I'm very detail-oriented. I'm very thorough. I want to make sure I understand topics before I speak out on certain things. So masking was the big issue. So I spent probably weeks researching masks. You know, are they effective? How effective are they? What are the dangers? Where are we seeing success stories with it? Where are we seeing unsuccessful stories with it? I did so much research, and I found all of these studies that said it's completely ineffective. It's completely made up. It's so absurd that you've got entire countries that are preventing it from even happening. I can't remember this countries now, but they're coming out saying, like, this is stupid. Stop doing it. So I pulled all of this information together, and I sent it to my local school board. I sent it to the superintendent, every member on the school board. And just, it was a simple ask of, hey, look, I've done the research. Here's the information. You can go validate it. It's fine. But I'm asking you to stop forcing this on our kids. Let me, as the parent, decide what's best for my child. And I got a very polite answer back that just said, well, we follow the local, or the direction of our local health department. We're going to continue to mask. Like, it was just a complete passing of responsibility, or accountability for that matter, of, nope, we're going to mask because we were told to do it.
Well, now, what other issues did you run across in your nascent days of becoming involved that caught your attention?
Mental health counseling. That's the other big one that a lot of people don't know about. So let me caveat all of that I'm about to say. Our children are hurting. There are a lot of children that are confused, that are broken, that do need proper mental health counseling. And in those situations, as long as the parent's involved and the parent consents to it, then by all means, kids need to get the help they need. But what's happening in our state is not that situation. We have really good state laws that prevent counseling from happening with children without parental opt-in. But that law is not being followed. And this is what I learned along the way, is we're telling parents they have to opt in, parents are filling out the proper forms or not filling them out in some cases. And then kids are still going to what they call generalized counseling because it's part of a state standard from the Department of Education. So parents think that their kids are just going to school, but in reality, they're having these counseling sessions, and it kind of varies depending upon which system they're in. But parents have no clue that it's happening. And that, to me, was the biggest eye-opener of all is we're not following our laws. We've got multiple laws on the books that our schools are really not following as they are written. And that's a major problem when you start getting into the weeds of what's happening.
Now, in that particular aspect of what you're talking about, the counselors at these schools that were doing this, are they mental health professionals? Are they guidance counselors? Who was doing that counseling?
That's a good clarification. It's guidance counselors. So when I was in school, we had a guidance counselor. Like, we all grew up with a counselor. And we're used to the counselor being more of kind of career development, right? Like, you really don't engage with them until you got into high school and you're trying to figure out the what's next beyond high school. But that's not what we have now. So there was a law passed in 2022 that kind of shifted the dynamics around counselors, and it put a district counselor in every single system. And then there's like this whole framework below them of you have to have a guidance counselor at every school. You have to have all these standards. Like, there's just a lot of requirements built into it. But the guidance counselor is required to meet with the students. Again, it depends on the school as to how they're doing it. But for Madison City in particular, the guidance counselor has a classroom. And at my son's school specifically, the entire class goes to her classroom for a session like every 2 weeks. And they have some form of a discussion. And I don't know that they're necessarily far left-leaning in terms of what they're pushing. I don't know the specifics of it because there is no grade. There is no homework. There is no report that comes home. And I can't get access to the curriculum unless I take off work. I go to the central office. I sit in a room where I'm observed by two members of the local central office, and they watch me flip through a book that I cannot take pictures of. I can only take notes of.
Well, that is something that's rather surprising
to
me. That is a lot. I know, just kind of tongue in cheek, in my small town in Tennessee where I grew up, the guidance counselor's main function was to provide guidance with what he called the Board of Education, which was a paddle. I know that doesn't happen anymore.
No, times have changed.
So do the guidance counselors, other than doing that type counseling, do they still provide career guidance? Like, I want to help you get into this college, and here's what you need to do to make sure you meet the entry. Does that function still exist?
Yeah, that's still there. It starts coming in more in like middle school and especially in high school. So it's been a while since I've read through the like 120-page document of what they actually do. But I think it's like in middle school, they have to do more or less like a career planning book type thing. And basically, like, it outlines what it is they want to do. If they want to go on and be, you know, in the military, that there's a certain path for that. If they want to go in engineering, if they want to go cosmetology, and they kind of select the electives and stuff they're going to do in high school to achieve that goal when they graduate high school. So they have to do that pretty early on. Parents do have to sign off on it, which is good. And that gets kind of back to the more traditional role, but it's later on in the public education cycle versus those elementary ages. It's nothing but emotional discussions.
Well, now, in the role of the guidance counselor, I know you outlined your efforts to try to make a change in the mask policy. Did you do anything in the role of the guidance counselor at the local or county level to try to effect a change there?
I've done so much, and it just seems to get nowhere. So there was a law that went into effect that says Alabama is an opt-in state. So that's a really critical piece in all of this because Alabama is really the only state in the country that's to the extreme that we are with opt-in. So most states where they have mental health services, which is pretty much every state, is opt-out. So that means when you enroll your child into public school, they automatically put your kids into some form of a mental health program. You as the parent then have to know that this is happening. You have to know to go to the school. You have to know to ask for the forms. You have to know how to fill them out. You have to know how to force the school to accept them and then constantly follow up to make sure your child's not going to one of these classes. Alabama doesn't have that. We're opt-in. It says the school can't put kids into these classes unless the parent says yes first. So it's a really important thing to understand what our law is. thankfully, I know the law. So when this went into effect, I sat down with my son and I said, hey, like, here's the situation. You're not going to go to Miss So-and-so's class, and here's why. And all your friends are going to go. I need you to understand why you're not going, and I need you to support me in it. And he was in second grade, so he was really young. And he's like, okay. I mean, it was the middle of summer. He didn't care, right? He's like, just let me go outside and play. So he said yes. Well, he goes to school, and it's the first 2 weeks of school. He comes home, and he's like, hey, you told me I'm not supposed to go to this class. And I was like, well, you're not. And he's, well, I went. So I contact the school. Like, it's the first of the year. Things are chaotic. I kind of gave him a pass and just said, you know, I'm sure it was a mistake. No big deal. He's not supposed to go to this class. And the principal responded back and was like, yep, you didn't opt into specialized counseling. This is generalized. You can't opt out of generalized. And I responded back with like the very obvious question. And I'm like, I'm missing something because it sounds to me like you're telling me I don't have an option. He said, no, you don't. And he sent me the footnote of the opt-in form where it says that generalized counseling is a state standard. You can't do anything about it. They're required to go. So I you know, had that conversation. I went and I sat down with the counselor and the principal, and I voiced my concerns. It was a great conversation. Like, they were very, very nice about it. But still, like, I don't want my son going. And I raised it to the local superintendent, the district, I should say. And same thing. They said, nope, you don't get a choice in this. And I have constantly emailed the State Board of Ed numerous times. I have shared with them this is not following the letter of the law. We've gone so far as to work with Representative Susan DeBose to rewrite the law and to change the age of consent on this, and the schools still do not follow it. So last year we changed the age of consent to be 16 and said generalized counseling is defined. It includes suicide ideation or suicide prevention classes and bullying classes. Kids can't go to it unless a parent signs off. That is not what they put out in the opt-in forms.
Well, now let me ask you this. Was that the tripwire that made you say, hey, I've got to do something about this?
It pretty much was, because, you know, I went through the COVID thing and realized, well, we're not making decisions locally. Well, now we've got this opt-in thing with mental health. And again, we're not making decisions locally. So why do we keep doing the same thing we've been doing over and over and over and questioning why nothing's changing? Was because at the top, there's a lack of accountability and responsibility that's being exercised and then flowing down. So,
So the local school board, their hands are tied. Is that what you're saying? They can't change this if they don't want to, or they can't change it at all?
I think it's a matter of can't or won't. And I think it's probably a blend of the two. If they wanted to, they probably could push back really hard and make it happen, but it wouldn't be easy, and it would probably ruffle a whole lot of feathers. So I think they probably could. If they really wanted to, they could pull out the law and say, no, this is what it says in black and white, and we're going to follow the law. But
well, now, speaking of politics, is this your first foray into an elected office?
It is. I just jumped right in.
You just jumped right in. So how do you think that that you can change this? Well, let me ask, what do you think your duties are as a state school board member?
The number one thing that I think it is that we're not doing and we need to fix, and you mentioned it, is passing policy. The state board can pass policy. It is written into state code. That is their number one objective. That's not really what's happening right now. What's happening more is that we're allowing the legislature to pass laws, and then once it goes into law, then the state board, air quotes, passes policy to implement the law. So FOCUS Act is a big one that prohibited personal devices, cell phones, watches, AirPods, all of that in public classrooms. It passed via the law. We didn't have to do that. State schools or local school boards could have done it. It's very controversial, so they just didn't do it for various reasons. And I don't necessarily disagree with that, but the state board could have just passed that. It didn't require an act of legislation, but it's easier when it's them that has to do it.
Now, I don't know the answer to this. You're not supposed to ask a question unless you know the answer, but I don't know the answer. So
let's see if I do.
Well, when the yeah, you better know. If you don't know, you got a problem. But no, when the state board passes something, and it's not a law, it's just the state board has said, yea, verily, this is how I want this done. Are the schools mandated to follow the actions of the state board?
They are.
And how many people are on the State Board of Education?
It's a total of 8 board members, and then your governor presides as the president in the 9th vote in the event of a tie.
So is that a full-time in Montgomery job, or do you just go down there every now and then? How does that work?
It's once a month you go down for the official meeting. I think it's the working sessions, like 10 to 11 or something, and then the actual meetings 11 to 12 or something like that. It's been a while since I looked at it, but it's once a month.
Okay, we're going to run out of time, and so, like I said, we got 2 minutes, so you tell our listeners why they should vote for Emily Jones.
Well, it's a very easy one. I am the only person in this race. I am the only candidate in any of these races across the state, and if I were elected, I would be the only board member to serve on the board that actually has a child in public school right now. So what better way to fight for parental rights than to be the parent with a child in the classroom?
Well, I think that is an excellent answer. So, Brian, do we need to take our break now?
Well, I do have one question. There's been some discussion about vouchers for people to go and to take their tax money and put it towards private school. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that, especially in light of this, some of the items you've been talking about. As a product of private school, I went to high school at the Donahoe School down in Anniston, Alabama. And so we marched a beat of a different drum. We answered, it was not a Christian school. It wasn't done by church, but it had its roots in the Episcopal Church, but not enforced as like a religious school. But it still had the Christian values and everything. And so we kind of just, you know, didn't have the same rules. I mean, we didn't even take the same spring break week as them. So I'd like to hear some of your thoughts about, do you think that some of these frustrations that you're having and other parents are having as well, do you think that's what's driving people to more private schools? Because we've seen a lot of blooming of private schools here. Whitesburg Christian is building like a house of fire on South Parkway. All the other schools, Randolph School has been there for years. I'd like to hear some of your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think there's kind of a couple of things that lead to that. I think you've got radical ideologies in your public schools, and it does not matter where you are. They're in there. I have found them in my son's elementary school. The principal didn't even know it was there, but I found them. And it doesn't mean that the teacher's pushing it or that the principal's pushing it, but when you've got Chromebooks with the open internet, they're all politicized. There's no way around that. So I think that's a big part of it. I think you've just got a lot of animosity in society. You know, we've got all this ICE protesting going on. We just had walkouts in local school systems here around that. So I think parents are just kind of frustrated over the politicization, I can't say that word today, of our classrooms, the poor performance and ratings that we're getting nationally. So parents suddenly have an option and they're jumping on it. And it's a very unpopular opinion around people in education. But I'm all for school choice. I'm fighting for parental rights at all levels of government, regardless of where that is. If a parent's not getting what they need from the public school system, they need to be able to have the ability to pull their children, move their tax dollars, and get their children the education that they need. Because to your point, our education builds our workforce, it builds our communities, it builds our future. So why would we prevent a parent from making a decision that's best for them and their children if the long-term impact is that we have children that don't have an education to be able to have a career, to build the workforce, to build our community? So I'm all for school choice.
Well, what would you say to parents? Because my little baby turned 26 this year. But we went through public school, and we started the first 2 years of school in private school at Holy Spirit Catholic. And we looked at some other private schools moving on from there, largely based on economics. But nothing at all against Holy Spirit, because at that time I was Catholic. We're raising her Catholic. And it's a fine school. It's a great school. Very transparent. But we looked at some of the other private schools. And, you know, from coming at it from the other side, we didn't like some of the ideology and some of the rhetoric coming from some of the private schools of way on the conservative side. And so what would you say, because you're going to be the board that governs all of the state's children, I want to know what you would say to those parents who are going to public schools to get away from conservative ideology. Do you support something just middle of the road, don't give me politics at all? Or would you say, you know, are you espousing equal time or something like that?
I think we just need to get schools back to what schools were meant to be, to actually educate. It doesn't need to be right-leaning, left-leaning. We need to get all of the political agendas out of schools. And that's going to be hard because you've got human bias built in. But one of the first things you can do is start getting rid of devices in classrooms and go back to having actual textbooks, because when you've got textbooks, kids have to bring it home. Parents can look at it. And parents need to be very much involved. They need to be reviewing this stuff, because that's how a lot of it's gotten to where it is parents have just kind of taken a step back from their responsibility, and they've allowed the church or the schools or whoever it is to kind of fill that void. So I think parents have got to step up and kind of regain some of their authority and responsibility. But it requires asking questions of your kids, making sure you know what's going on. Build relationships with your teachers. I mean, teachers are not the enemies here. We need to be partnering with them so that there's a good relationship, so that if there's something wrong with a child, either the parent or the teacher can reach out and say, hey, this is abnormal. Is there something we need to do differently here? So I think it's a lot of just finding a way to work together to bridge the gap, but parents have got to get more involved in all of it.
Well, that is something that I do not disagree with. I mean, you and I don't see eye to eye on a couple of things, but I don't disagree with that. Parents, and, you know, it took a lot of work on my part, especially as a divorced parent, mm-hmm. to be fully involved.
Yeah,
but at that time, all the teachers knew who I was, and I knew who all her teachers were. But that is sacrifice. That is nights and weekends, and, you know, yes, I've got to be at work at 3:30 in the morning, but the PTA is meeting at 7. So, you know, you got to be there. So parental involvement. What do you say to people who – this is economic trouble, because you talked about your own struggles, having to take off work to go handle things with school. You've got a lot of single parents out there who have similar problems. And, you know, especially working in jobs where you take off work, you don't get paid.
Yeah.
What would you say to them, what would you say to help them get through that and to make that more accessible for them?
Yeah. Well, I'm a single mom, so I can totally understand. Thankfully I'm in a position where I'd have a little bit more flexibility to go to school when I need to, but there's plenty of ways to bridge that gap with teachers. There's plenty of ways to engage. You know, you can email. A lot of the schools now just have apps. You don't even have to have emails. So you can just, you know, communicate with the teacher somewhat during the day after hours, just figuring out what's going on. My son, I am lucky enough where I can go to his school and eat lunch with him every other week. So it's easy for me to build relationships with the teachers. But we still use the app to communicate. You know, he was struggling with math a couple of weeks ago, and I was able to communicate and figure out, you know, what's going on, what is the practice problem or the practice test. There's a lot of ways you can do it without physically having to go there or take off work. You can just call. A lot of times you can just do telecons with your teachers and talk mm-hmm. to them that way, and the administration, and just figure out, you know, what's going on, what's the requirement for the class, like what are we missing, stuff like that. So it's difficult to go, but right. I think there's some easy ways for parents now to be able to just do kind of a virtual outreach and just connect.
Well, the dirty little secret is parenting is work.
It is a lot of work.
And it is a full-time job.
It is.
So that's something that I really struggle with, is how people would not be involved when it never occurred to me not to be involved.
Yeah.
So that's part of my understanding. For me. Yeah. Thank you very much for your
yes,
time.
Of course.
I really appreciate
Thank
it, especially
you.
For some old guy behind the glass to ask a bunch of questions, take over Bill's show. I really appreciate you coming in. Like I said, we don't see eye to eye on everything, but I really appreciate your transparency.
We can disagree and still be friends.
Well, and that's it. I think there's way too much of the hard divide.
Yes.
Let's build a fence we can see through mm-hmm. and shake hands through instead of building a wall.
Yes. Totally agree.
Thank you very much for your time.
Well, Emily, thank you for your time today. And remind everybody, May 19th is
May 19th.
That's the day you have to make that decision. And I think you've given a very good case for your side.
Thank you.
And we may have you back before May 19th.
Awesome. So, I'd love it.
So, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break, and we will get out of here and back in a few.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Eagle Masonry and Insulation. It's right there in the name. Eagle is your one-stop shop for block, stone, or brickwork, monument signs, and outdoor kitchens and fireplaces. Eagle also offers the finest craftsmanship and insulation, including fiberglass or spray foam insulation, and of course, insulation removal. Philip Love and his team have years of experience bringing the region the best in masonry and insulation services. For more information and a quote, visit insulatewitheagle.com or call 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
Our customers want best-in-class solutions. That's why we've recently added many new vendors, like Zebra Barcode Printers. Our next-level team has added premier automation solutions. We're not here to sell you just one product, and we love helping you find the right solution to your specific needs. That's what doing the right thing is all about, and that's why our customers have come back for over 50 years.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are our grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Partly sunny to mostly cloudy sky this afternoon. Going to be another warm day with an isolated shower being possible. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 70s, dropping into the upper 50s as we head into the overnight early Thursday morning. A partly sunny to mostly cloudy sky Thursday afternoon. And temperatures climbing consistently into the upper 70s and lower 80s with passing shower being possible.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. That was State School Board candidate Emily Jones. Very fascinating interview. I'd like to hear what she had to say. We got a couple of short segments here to end the show, and I like to end the show on stuff that is not necessarily hard news, but rather it's interesting to me. And here's one I thought was interesting because it happened to me at my house. In Medina, Ohio, the county administrator said that they were just having all kinds of trouble with their internet, with their electronics, with their fiber infrastructure, that there was, they didn't know what was going on. So they called in a bunch of contractors, they dug, they tested, they sniffed around, and they found out that, guess what? A squirrel had constructed a nest in the fiber infrastructure and gnawed through several lines.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that's kind of like our Drew DeArmond had some kind of animal.
Yeah, he had a trouble with a possum and a fan belt. Okay. If you want to see fun, go look on YouTube. There's a bunch of folks where they guys are tower climbers and they're serving like the big microwave dishes. They have the covers on the front of them, and they'll go up there, and if they're having trouble, and they'll open those up, and just like tons and tons and tons of acorns and nuts are falling out because squirrels have been squirreling things away there, and it built up so much that the dish didn't work anymore.
Well, I had something similar to that happen to my house. I had an electrical fixture outside that would not come on. I couldn't figure out what the heck was going on with it. I opened it up, and there were more ants in there than you could shake a stick at.
Oh, wow.
And I killed them all, but that didn't do anything because they had already eaten all the wires. So that little ant visit cost me about $400.
You know, going back to squirrels, we're talking about that. I had trouble. In a former life, I was part of my responsibility was taking care of a fleet of vehicles. And only on one vehicle, it was a Ford F-150 pickup truck, we had trouble with squirrels eating the ignition wires, eating the plug wires. And that thing, thank God for the folks at Woody Anderson Ford for diagnosing that. But we tried all sorts of things, and I knew it. None of them had worked when I got the chief engineer sitting in the yard with a pellet rifle. So nothing worked. I mean, like flashing lights, mothballs, sprays, you know, water sprinklers, nothing. They just kept gnawing them up. Well, I forget how much money we sunk into that truck.
Well, hey, those happen sometimes. Animals have a mind of their own. So let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back and wrap this show up today. Bill Crawford, The Point. Thank you.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, let you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved amenities. Because we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with U-SSSA Softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area, as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the U-SSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.utsssa.com. That's alfastpitch.utsssa.com.
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
Hello, listeners. I want to tell you a little bit about Minuteman Press and what we have to offer our community. We specialize in paper printing and can help from designing your piece to the finished product. We print media guides for many of the athletic departments at high schools and universities around the area. We typically purchase sponsorships from these schools as well, try and help them with their fundraising. Once we have reached our new normal, we also print all types of marketing materials free to hand out either in person, via mail, or at various trade shows and events. At Minuteman Press, we're not just putting ink on paper, we're building relationships.
Forgiveness. Wow, what a word. What a gift. All of us have done things in our lives that we regret. All of us have done things that are disobedient. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Thank God for His forgiveness. Thank God that He separates our sins as far as the east is from the west and remembers them no more. Hey, I'm John Deese, pastor of Cross Point Church, smack dab across the street from the YMCA in Madison. Check us out at cpcfamily.org.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying. I did not die in vain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the closing segment of The Point with Bill Crawford, along with producer Brian Temple. I think we had a rather ribald and interesting discussion with Miss Emily Jones, who's running for the state school board. That is a very important position in our state. So give some thought to that when you go out and vote for whomever you choose to vote for. And
if you have thoughts, call us 256-382-0724.
We will answer Brian will answer the phone, and we will talk to you without doubt and without hesitation.
Who's coming on tomorrow, Bill?
Tomorrow, we have got a first segment. We're going to differ a little bit from politics. We're going to have Mark Russell on, who is the head of the Huntsville Sports Commission, to tell us of all the stuff that's going on in Huntsville. It's fascinating. It is amazing. And in the afternoon, we go back into the political realm with a senatorial candidate, Seth Burton, and he is living proof that I'm not a prejudiced person, because he's a former Navy guy and I'm an Army guy. And
there
I'm
you go. Glad. You're very ecumenical, Bill. You're very ecumenical.
And Seth actually was a commander of a couple of submarines in the Navy. I look forward to just hearing a little bit about that, because I don't know anything about submarines, except I wouldn't want to be on one. And one actually fired a torpedo yesterday and sunk a ship. First time since 1945. So we'll have interesting show tomorrow. We look forward to you joining us, and you can call us, as Brian said, 256-382-0724. And remember, as I always say, right now there's a whole lot of people wearing the uniform of this country that are standing a watch so that you can enjoy the life we live in the United States of America. And with that, I will say God bless our servicemen, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. I am out. This is Bill Crawford. This is The Point.
No doubt I love this love.